Let's talk about art.
All right.
Well, Carol, very interesting work in terms of you'll be at the Sebastopol Library with an exhibit of your work there coming up starting April 6th. And normally they'll have two artists because one will be more two-dimensional painting and the other will be sculptural, but they've got a two-for-one in you.
I know. I think it's funny. Yes.
So let's go back to the beginning. What drew you to it? What made you go into your life's work?
I don't really know. I was a writer for quite a few years, and it was before computers. And I think I mostly got really tired of bending over a typewriter and then redoing everything, and I wanted to do something physical. Somebody gave me a couple of old green fence posts, and I carved them into something or other.
Fence post art. And,
yes, fence post art.
Well, I love
then
that.
I graduated to a chainsaw, and then I became a chainsaw artist.
Oh, I love it. Now, do you still have those two old pieces of green fence posts?
No, I don't.
I know you practiced with the chainsaw on them.
I do.
Yeah.
And I still do.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the sculptural form you use. Obviously it's radio, so perhaps you can describe it, but it's a lot of wood.
It's mostly wood, yes. Almost entirely wood, and then I use, some other materials to enhance or express more. But mostly it's wood, and it's mostly carved with a chainsaw, almost entirely. And then I use some hand tools and a rotary grinder, which is a great tool.
From, looking at your work, it's almost totemic in the way it looks. Is that right? Could you explain that?
I think
that?
So. Yes, I think of it as totemic in a way.
And where does that come from? What inspired you to that format?
Well, partly I'm inspired by Native or tribal art. Love it. Just love it.
And is that something you saw when you were growing up?
No, I didn't. I didn't see a real sculpture until I was somewhere in my 20s, that I remember anyway. No, I don't know where that comes from. The tribal interest. Maybe from, in part, it's hard to explain exactly or even know what I mean, but country living, farm town, mostly people who had immigrated, I think there's some of that in it. A lot of farmers, really down-to-earth people.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't totemic exactly, but it's not sophisticated either.
But, maybe that whole fence post thing stayed with you, that that presence.
Yeah, it probably did. Yeah, that's a good observation.
I love having fun. And what have you got against legs? Do you do any sculptures with legs?
Well, some of the sculptures do have legs.
Oh, okay.
Sort of legs. And then you might say, what do I have against arms?
I was getting to that.
Yeah, I know you were. I noticed that as I get older, the sculptures have gotten simpler. That's partly laziness. Maybe I don't want to say that. It might be a little bit true that I don't want to say it,
Well, in anything, when you do a lot of it for a long time, it almost, when you're doing it, almost seems lazy in a way because you know it so well, I think.
That's true. Mm. That's true.
That's the way I like to think of what I do.
Yeah, that's good. But partly because of the getting older, it's one of the reasons why I'm doing a lot more painting than sculpture these days.
Ah.
The sculpture is a lot of hard work, and it's heavy.
Yeah, and wielding a chainsaw isn't easy.
No, it isn't. It's not a huge chainsaw, and it is an electric one. The biggest electric one that I think that they make, but it's not, you know, terribly hard work, really. But lugging the things around is hard work. And, you know, picking up a head and putting it over my head onto something else is very tiring.
Obviously, looking at the pictures, can you give us a sense of scale of some of those works you've done?
You're talking about sculpture.
The sculpture now, yeah.
Yeah, it's basically our size.
Oh, okay. So had you done painting beforehand along with your sculpture, or is this something you've been really developed as you've been sculpting?
I had a little short period of doing some watercolors quite a few years back, but really the painting and on this particular scale is about, I'd say, maybe 7 years old.
Hmm.
I've been doing sculpture for about 40 years and painting for, I'd say, seriously, about seven.
And it's interesting, the style, just looking at a couple of them, can you describe generally your style on the paintings?
Probably not. it's almost entirely abstract. There's some markings, and especially with ones I first started doing, of the paintings I first started, there were a lot of markings on them, and a lot of digging in. I was using plaster at the time, and I thought about it maybe in retrospect as if the sculptures could talk, this would be their language.
Mm-hmm.
And then since then I've not entirely, but gotten away from the markings. And I notice right now they seem to be coming back in. And I don't know why I got away, just maybe to do something different.
They just weren't talking as much.
That's right. They haven't been talking as much, it's true.
Oh, very interesting. Now, you said that there's a plaster you put on that?
Well, first I was using plaster. I started using some plaster with sculpture. I made a few heads with plaster, and I just transferred that to a panel, and I was using plaster for, I don't know, maybe a couple of years. It's heavy, and it's not as sturdy as I'd like it to be. You can chip it, though the older it gets, the less easy it is to chip. But now I'm using, instead of the plaster, a molding material, made an acrylic.
Oh, okay.
So I can still dig in some, but it isn't the same. Isn't quite the same as the plaster.
You've been showing for many years. Can you give us some of the highlights of some of your shows through the years?
Well, my favorites, of course, would be the two Sonoma County Museums, the Sonoma County Museum and the Sonoma Valley Museum of Art. Hmm. Those are my favorite shows. I've shown in some universities, though it's been a while, but that used to give me quite a bit of pleasure because I'm a self-taught artist, and I've always felt a little inferior.
Mm.
And so here I am in the colleges, and it felt good. I don't do that so much anymore, but that was nice.
Well, a very interesting point to go into academia per se from that perspective. How was that in terms of how were you accepted by the regular art world?
It doesn't seem to have made much difference that I didn't go to college. I still think it has made a difference. I call myself self-taught, and it seems to be an accepted thing.
Well, I noticed, I was going to ask you your influences, and I just glanced that one of them was Barbara Hepworth.
Well, at one time, when I first started making sculpture, it was very different from what I'm doing now, and it was abstract, and yes, she was an influence at that time.
In terms of that side, but coming into painting, did somebody else influence you?
Probably quite a few different people, yes. Recently, Pat Steer. Some of my more recent paintings, I feel quite sure they were influenced by Pat Steer. And I don't mean copying in any way, but just the sense of them. There are other influences. And then Giacometti. And I'm not sure if I'm saying that right either. But as far as the painting, maybe I'm a little too close to it at the moment to recognize where the influences are coming from.
And how do you work? Do you lock yourself away? What are your work habits when you, or do you just run in and out? Do you have a method?
It seems to change month by month. I used to lock myself up more when I was using the chainsaw more, partly because you can't hear anything else that's going on, and maybe it needed a different kind of concentration. Now I seem to need to take many breaks. I get too bogged down.
Yeah.
So I go out and sit in the backyard in the sun when we have sun.
Right.
Which is most of the time these days, and it's great.
Yes.
just to get out of myself a little bit.
But I can imagine, yeah, if you're wielding a chainsaw, you don't have too many other things happening, you know.
No.
A bit easier with paint, I think, in that respect. Or safer, I would say.
Mm-hmm. I've done a couple of residencies and where you do pretty much lock yourself up. And it's really wonderful.
Oh, residences in a particular place when you and people watched you work?
No, people didn't watch me work.
Okay.
One of the residencies was Terrassi up on the hill, up above, I can't think of the name of the town, but it starts with a W.
Woodside,
okay. That's it, yeah, up there, and you're way off this place, where you can actually even see the ocean on clear days, but every artist is given a studio and a place to live, and Jurassic was especially wonderful because of the place, the actual surroundings especially, but there, like, you don't have a telephone, and you just work, and it's really wonderful. Sometimes I thought, you know, I'd like to come back and I would treat myself that way here, but it doesn't work.
Sometimes it's just got to be set up that particular way for it to work.
Yeah. No, that was really a very special time. But I have done three residencies, and they were all very wonderful.
Well, Carol, Seton, hopefully you'll have such a wonderful moment on April the 6th, and when the Sebastopol Library shows your paintings and sculptures.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it, and it's the first show I've had of both paintings and sculptures. You know, like, equally. That's fun. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Oh, great. And how can people check out what you've done and contact you?
Well, I do have a website, which is www.carolsetterlund.com. com, and that's one way. My work is at Erickson Fine Art Gallery in Healdsburg all the time. Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much. It's been fun talking with you.
Thank you so much, Carol.